After combing through data from the Aleutians, a scientist has discovered an unexpected relationship between plankton and pink salmon. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more.
Although plankton might seem like an ecological afterthought, biological oceanographer Sonia Batten disagrees. She calls them the most important organisms in the ocean.
They're the basis of every marine food chain, pretty much, and they support directly or indirectly all of the resources that we value.
That means even if a species isn't eating the plankton itself, its food source probably is. Scientists consider plankton good indicators of what's happening in the environment.
Because they have short life cycles, and because they have very limited ability to move, and because they're not commercially fished, they react very quickly to changes in their environment in a relatively unambiguous way.
Batten has 15 years of data from plankton pools in Alaskan waters. That involves dragging a net behind commercial fishing boats. When there are a lot of pink salmon, they eat up a lot of animal plankton. But when pink salmon numbers are low, the animal plankton flourish. Those impacts are permeating the entire food chain, past their immediate prey. And if the pink salmon eat a lot of plankton, there may not be much food left for the other predators. In 2013, she started seeing something unusual.
This was the first time that I've seen the fish actually influencing the plankton.
2013 was a bumper year for pinks. The data began to look different. Batten didn't see that big decrease in plankton, and now she's left with a question. What changed?
Pink salmon were supposedly in really high numbers in 2013, so I would have expected to see the same pattern, but I didn't. So that suggests that something's going on in the environment that I don't know about yet.
She says it could be that the salmon are eating something else. She's planning to continue looking for answers. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.